one of the greatest benefits I found in using the breath as a meditation object is that we get to see with bodily intelligence that the mind is a control freak. It can't help but interfere with everything. It isn't needed at all in the breath, but still it tries to take over. Welcome to Mindfulness Man. We're going to look at this. I was speaking to a student this week who's having great problems with letting the breath be. And the mind really, it cannot help but interfere. It pushes and it pulls the breath. It can't just let it go. It struggles. And yet, was the breathing a struggle before? Before you brought your attention to your breath, was it needed? Was your help needed when you fall asleep? Is your help needed? The breath happens all by itself. And that's why it's such a good tool for meditation. When we bring our mind to the breath, and we can see the controlling occurring, the nudging of the breath, we can then, on a physical level, start to let go. So we're learning letting go deep within our core. It becomes bodily knowledge. It goes deep into our bones. And then it can radiate through our lives. So we're letting go of the breathing process, allowing the breath to just occur, and gaining a new wisdom. We also try to smooth out the breath. The breath often is quite naturally bumpy. This is why looking at the length of the breath, breathing in short or breathing in long, breathing out short or breathing out long, this is why this is so powerful. We get to see our mind's controlling nature at a physical level and then can learn how to let go. So let's sit just for a few minutes to experience this. So close your eyes and come into a seated posture as you normally would for meditation. And bring your attention to your breathing, wherever you feel it most prominently. And trying to allow the breath. Allowing the body to inflate all by itself. And to deflate all by itself. and to notice the pauses. And remaining with that breath. So trying to catch the start of a breath. And trying to be present for the duration of it. All the way in. The pause. All the way out. The pause. And to see if you're controlling the breath. Are you pushing? Are you pulling it in? And know that your help isn't needed. It's an allowing. All you're doing is feeling it occur. And noticing, is the in and out breath long or short? It could be that the in breath is short and jumpy. Maybe there's 2 or 3 pulls at the breath that happen. Maybe it's not a gentle flow, or maybe it is. Maybe the out breath is more easeful. Or maybe you can find a sticking point there. And we allow these sticking points. We don't nudge the breath over them. If you find that you are controlling the breath, don't get caught up in mental tension too. Don't add to that. Just watch it. Just watch the controlling. And seeing if you can ease back a little bit. Even seeing controlling taking place is very valuable. We first have to be aware of something in order to let it go. Is the breath smooth? The in-breath? Is the out-breath smooth? Long or short, becoming more intimate with the breath, knowing the breath, letting go where we can of controlling the breath. While you sleep, you don't breathe. The body breathes. And maybe as you notice your breath, it calms down a little. As the mind calms down, the breath calms down. As the breath calms down, the mind calms down. It's a positive feedback loop. Bringing you to deeper rest. But it's an alert rest, bright, wakeful. Allowing the breath to happen. Letting go on a bodily level. Letting the knowledge of letting go become physical knowledge. Even if you let go a little, the breath will become more peaceful. Even if you see the shoving and pushing at the breath, still, the breath can become more peaceful. Don't let doubt arise in your practice if you are noticing a pushing and a pulling. You've become more aware, which is progress. You've become aware of something that you weren't aware of before. And the mind will wander over and over again. It may feel like you catch half a breath and then you're lost in thought. Or maybe just two breaths. But every time you come back, you're reinforcing that ability to place the mind on the breath. And once we place the mind on the breath, we try to keep the mind on the breath. And then we get lost in thinking. And again, we have to place the mind back on the breath, but we do it gently. And seeing if you can connect to the peace that the breath brings by dropping the control and just watching. There's an ease to the breath. And when you're ready, connect with the whole body and actually feel the eyes open. And trying to connect to that peace that you've just cultivated. And seeing if you can bring it into your day. Again, I'd like to thank Rose Patience and Henrietta Nemeth for your kind support. Have a wonderful day, everyone.